Wait, should we do an intro?
Yeah, go ahead, Molly. You do the intro.
Yeah, well, are we recording this or what?
Yeah, well, no, it's straight in. Like, literally, like, there's...
Well,
I can edit it down, so...
Welcome to Off Road On Air, hosted by the main man, Marley Grubby. Marley Grubby who? If you know who he is. Thomas Freeman and myself, Andrew from All Access Off Road.
Welcome
aboard.
Well, too, Marley. Apologies. We did a recording. It was Andy was about to explode and just wanted to talk about Wild Dog Winch Challenge. So that was a balls to the wall. Just to questions and answers constantly about that one as well.
100%.
You've been pretty busy. You've been pretty busy as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have had a pretty hectic weekend, but I'd love to hear more about this Winch Challenge racing, Andy.
you got
it's good stuff.
Heaps of questions here, bro.
It's good stuff. What do you got? What do you want to know? I want to. So, how did it go? What did you get? Guys, get a place? What's wrong? You can't take me seriously. We come home with second place, mate. Second place. Yeah.
Yeah.
The podium finish.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Yeah, good. Podium finish, mate. Yeah, podium finish, and it was here. I'll turn that off so you're not distracted.
We're such children.
No, it was down to the wire, man. We had some dramas, and we started... We started Sunday in fourth, and I think we had maybe 40, maybe it was only 14 points to make up, or possibly 40 points to make up, one of them. They both sound the same. No, we did it. We were finishing every stage and counting the points and seeing how they done, and the boys we were chasing, they had some dramas. We come through with the goods, man, come from fourth to second. On Sunday, it was good. That's awesome. That's exactly what we want to hear, eh? Yeah, that's it. The bloke in first, old boy Bitters, he's a hard man to catch. He was like 200 points in front of us. So, oh my god. Yeah.
They're elite.
Yeah, he's. I'm pretty sure he's the one that invented the sport. So, can't beat him in his own game, mate. Yeah, that's it. They used to do mud racing, and then someone bought a winch and. Created Winch Challenge. 100%, man. If you guys want to know more about how the point system works from Andy, go check out one of our previous videos on Off Road On Air. Links are in our bios, I'd assume.
That is accurate.
Possibly,
correct.
Yeah. Or even you could hit me up if you want to know more, mate. I'm more than keen to help anyone that wants to get into it. Yeah, well, that's another thing. I want to try and get into any of the winch truck racing up here around Brisbane. The dude that you were sending me, Andy, I think he's all the way up in Mackay, which is like a 16-hour drive.
Yeah, he did say that. I think
it
was Big M or Big H Racing, was it?
Yeah, Big H Racing, I think it was.
Yep.
I'm still going to give the dude a call and just check in, have a chat to him. I've just been so busy over the last 2 weeks. It's just been go, go, go all the time, so... I will be getting in contact with him. I've just got to find the time for it, eh?
Yeah, no drama, man.
There's been a few people that have contacted me from some of the stuff that I've just posted up on about all the winch truck racing as well, too. Some all up and down the coast as well, too, on the east side. There's been a fair few people as well, too. Whereabouts does, Andy, whereabouts does Leaf Spring Racing hail from?
He is in Bega.
Hey, he's laughing at me.
Yeah, the boys.
he's from Bega. I thought he was from North New South Wales, that's all.
Yeah, that's North New South Wales, Central New South Wales.
Meant Bega as in around the corner. But yeah, is Bega? I thought Bega was in Victoria. Beagle's New South Wales. Yeah, all right.
I don't know, you got to be there.
My geography's terrible. Any more questions? Marley, any more questions for Andy on the Winstruck racing?
Did you have any major breakdowns, Andy, at all?
We've done a diff swap.
Ooh.
I found one for you. We snapped a Pitman arm. If I move my head out of the way. You like that one, Marley?
Oh, that's nice.
Hey. Snapped the Pitman arm, done a rear diff swap just because it wasn't working properly. That's about it. The passenger door was pretty cactus by the end of the weekend. it wasn't closing properly. And me and Rooster were talking about this afternoon. One of the stages, we were coming down a hill and it didn't latch properly. And it folded like all the way forward, like it was out near the quarter panel. And as we come down the hill, we got really close to the tree and the door hit the tree. And I just saw in my vision, like the door getting crumpled and smashed, or maybe ripped off the hinges and shoved back in the cab and sconed me in the head or something. And I just braced for it. I'm like, oh, fuck, like, this isn't going to be good. Luckily, it swung closed enough to hit the tree square, and it slammed the door shut so fucking hard. Like, I've slammed plenty of doors in my time. This one took the cake, man.
I'll tell you what,
it shut up properly. It didn't open again after that.
That's what the window's for, mate.
Yep, out the window, bro.
Yep, secondary door.
Yeah. Well, what was that video you just showed us of the car tipping over, Marley?
Oh, so my weekend, it involved me and the boys going down to Genoan Hills 4x4 Park. That's out near Warwick, if you guys know where that is. There's a few nice parks out near there. And, we had a pretty hectic weekend. Started off with the 80 series not liking going up and down the Toowoomba Mountain Range. and then we got there. The first night was fucking freezing. And then the second day we said, stuff it, we're going to make a really big fire for that night because we're not going to go to bed cold again, or at least the Rumbos will keep us warm at least.
You think you know cold?
It was bloody cold for up here, mate. It was bloody cold.
It does get cold down there. It's like Warwick and just a little bit lower down to Stanthorpe. Like, it gets real cold around those areas as well too. So, yeah, I totally get it.
Did that TD go pow, Andy?
TD go pow.
That's an Effie.
TD go pow.
that's an F truck.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's now we're burning green leaves behind it, and it just looks cool. Yeah. All the smoke pluming out of that egg, is it? We got Liam Sunley here who said, hear me out, Lambo doors, and then no problem. We've thought about it. And some blokes have done suicide doors. There's even blokes that cock the passenger seat sideways so you're facing like out the door a little bit. There's all little bits and pieces.
That would freak me the hell out if you're on the wrong side of the hill.
Lambo doors would be great when you make them and they work in your shed. They'd be fucking brilliant. But as soon as you pin the car against a tree and bend shit, and that Lambo door doesn't want a Lambo door anymore, it's going to create some fucking problems. We have enough problems with factory doors. But suicide doors, I think that'd be great. That'd be great for getting in and out of. But if you leave it open and the car drives off, you kiss that door goodbye.
Yep. Doesn't latch properly in like you are in the moment. You're just like, well, it's not coming home. It's not finishing the stage.
No, that door stays here, which is we're talking about the point system. That is a 10-point penalty if you leave something on stage.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to cap off the weekend, where one of my mates in the N60 Hilux, poor Darcy, was collecting firewood for everyone. We're doing a track at this place called, I think it's Sandstone Rock or Sandstone Climb or something like that. It's about a 4.5-foot tall sandstone, like, step up. It's rutted out. It's horrible. But the boys have all done it, so we've gotten up the top. Me and some of the other boys are trying to film for social media, and then Darcy's off going to go get firewood with his other mate, Jacko.
All for the gram. All for the gram.
Yep. All for the TikTok. And, yeah, Darcy's gotten to the top of this hill, and the hill is like that, and then it's also, like, on a mad angle. And, yeah, hey, he's gone up, and then it's crossed over, and it's just gone bang, straight on its side. Caved in the door, caved in the tub, everything, yeah, not nice.
Bit of snap back.
Yeah, bitch. These things happen, man. They happen.
Yep.
Right when you least expect it.
Rob.
Yep.
Yeah, he was more pissed off about the line choice rather than actually rolling the car.
Yeah. Well, the line choice is why the car rolled. Yep.
Yep.
I've got one. I've rolled the same car 6 times.
In the same go, as in 6?
No. 6 separate occasions. The same car has been on its side, on its roof, back onto its wheels.
And I have never rolled a car. So what goes through your head? What goes through your head when that happens, man? Like
I wish
you know that just before it's about to tip, you're like,
I wish I had strapped that down. Why is there so much loose stuff in the cab? Where did all this shit come from? There's a few things like that.
I am one of those people that is always paranoid of having loose stuff on the back seat.
Mm. Yeah, so I have a cargo barrier now that separates the two front seats from the rest of the cab, rest of the car.
Yep.
Yeah, things like a high lift jack bouncing around. Like, you chuck a high lift jack in and, you know, maybe sit a spare wheel on top of it and a toolbox beside that, and you chuck a ratchet strap sort of roughly over everything. Yeah, and even like a chainsaw, you know, comes out of where, it, most where of it's my, like, sitting.
Everyone always has recovery gear usually sitting on the back seat. I've now get that far away because, like, my recovery bag has got bow shackles all in there as well, too, just floating around.
Yeah, snatch block.
The bag's always unzipped. Oh, that'd kill me now. Yeah, that's a sexy. Yeah, that's just a lot of stuff that can be just in saying that as well, too.
Yeah, even like the shit in your center console, you know, like fuses and pens and receipts and just shit. When the car gets flipped upside down, your center console opens and everything gets dropped on the roof, and then you flip back around and there's just shit everywhere.
Yeah.
That was Darcy's car, mate. Oh. All this shit down the side of this track.
Yeah, the stuff out of the door pockets and everything.
Condoms down the side of the track. There was pens, and there was, he found a 10mm socket. That was nice.
Yeah, fucking bonus.
the car starting to pay out at that point. Like a jackpot.
Yeah, he hit the features.
My favourite of the – actually, there's two that I can think of the rollovers. This one was the biggest highlight of my life. We're actually looking for a mate that had got lost. He'd gone out to go get reception to call his missus. This was about midnight. And he hadn't come back. It had been a couple of hours, and we're like, fuck, he hasn't come back yet. So we sent a search party. A couple of people went in different directions. So we're just driving around real slow, not really paying attention. And I was actually trying to get an iPad off the floor to plug music in. I figured if we're going to drive around aimlessly all night, we may as well plug some music in. And when I reached down to grab the iPad, I obviously pulled the steering wheel and drove us straight off a cliff. But as we tipped off the cliff, we rolled onto the passenger side, over the roof, landed on the wheels, and then landed backwards facing back up the hill. And I sort of looked at my passenger, was like, fuck, like, you all right, man? And as soon as I said, you all right, man, he just unclicked his seatbelt. He goes, winch out, man, let's go. He opened the door and he got out and he ran the winch back up the hill. Well, luckily, we'd landed back on our wheels.
Jeez.
But that, like I said, even the spare wheel, the spare 37,
yep,
got thrown out of the cab. High lift jack, a socket set, all the sockets and spanners and shit went everywhere. We spent hours up and down the side of this cliff picking up shit.
Fucking hell.
Oh, here's someone's just
all
said
the fun stuff.
He got hit in the head with a steel cap boot when a car rolled over.
Oh.
It's the getting kicked in the head by a ghost.
Did it hit steel cap right on the forehead? That would have hurt like hell.
Yeah, I gotta love it.
Back of the head would have sucked as well.
Mm.
The best part about Darcy rolling his car was we found out how strong his bungee cord was. None of the firewood that he had on the back of that car, none of it came off.
Yeah, good. It all stayed there.
Yeah, he flicked it and he's like, that's not going anywhere.
He flicked it and said, that's not going anywhere, didn't he?
that's not going anywhere. Words to save your life. Too bad he didn't say that about the car. Yeah, well, he can't say that about the car. He's just not going to make it up the track.
But yes, now Ruby CV.
Did he drive it home?
Yeah, we got it back on the floor. We did a really good recovery. Some of the boys had a winch on their truck, so we did a really good safe recovery. Made sure everyone was safe and far enough back in case a rope did snap, because we were on a hill, no joke, like this, and it's on its side. So as soon as it came back onto its wheels, we had a snatch strap off a tree, and so it would stop it from rolling all the way back. All that sort of good stuff, Andy. You'd be proud.
Yeah, that's the go, man. I heard you yelling in that video. You wanted a snatch block on the tree.
Yeah, luckily one of the boys had a snatch block and we had a few tree trunk protectors and stuff like that. I think by the end of it, there was four snatch
blocks. Are you calling out as leader of the... Calling out leader as the recovery there, Marley? Are you stepping up into the leadership role there, mate?
That was definitely one of the older boys. I was still in shock, bro. I was like, holy crap. Like, we never thought that anyone would roll leave. Out of every place on the track, we didn't think it would be there. But...
Always happens when you least expect it.
Because Darcy's a really good driver, and we weren't expecting him to roll or anything like that. But yeah, shit just happens sometimes. And
I've found you go for a day drive where you do like 100 Ks round trip, and you come back to camp and then go, oh, let's just scoot up the road to get firewood. And then that's where something goes wrong. A wheel falls off someone's car, or someone drives off the cliff, or someone rolls their car. When you're only just around the corner, man.
Yep. Just and
stellar look we got going on there.
just blue, just Marley's giving blue steel. That's all he's doing. He's giving blue steel.
Yeah.
Now, Marley, you were whinging about it being cold. Andy, would you like to explain what real cold is?
Real cold. So I've done two snow drives the last couple of days. I'll see if I can find a picture. Hang on, give us a sec. I'm just flipping. Here we go.
That's all right. Marley, he's hoping that we can plan a trip if you come back down here, mate. We'll pop up the snow. There's only snow up the hill. No more than an hour from my place. So we could do day drives if you really wanted to, worst case as well too, even if we were hung for time. Super duper, super easy.
Yeah, so both of them were just straight up the high country. Stayed at La Cola for the night and then up to the snow for the day. And that was decent coverage, enough for the kids to make snowballs and throw them at each other.
Now that was at the top of Mount Skene, was it, Andy?
No, one of them we went up to the Howitt High Plains.
Yep.
Which is more towards Dargo from La Cola, rather than towards Jamison.
Yeah, and the zero, literally the centre of the high country,
Which, sort of north of Wanangatta,
Yep. That's exactly where it is.
The other one, we're going to drive from La Cola over Mount Useful, over Mount Selma, back down into Matlock and Woods Point.
That's a good day drive, that one. Did you do it today?
That is a ripper drive, and if you've got snow down to 1,000 metres or less, snow down to 800, that could be a very, very long
drive up. Yeah.
Yep. Beautiful scenic drive, yeah.
Two-wheel drive tracks where they S-bend up and back through the the logging country there
yep.
can just turn to absolute shit, and you're out sometimes getting the Mack tracks and winching on certain points as well.
Super it's never real steep. It's always nice, easy going road. Like you said, in the summer you drive a Commodore through there. But just you add, a foot of snow makes it a lot different.
So much fun.
I want to see the snow.
When you're down here, mate, that's not too far away. That's, what is that, 20 minutes to the Macca's, to the next town, and then up the hill.
There you go. That's the road, Marley.
Oh, I just want to see snow. Meal on the way up. I've never seen the snow before in my life. Yeah. So fingers crossed, if I get this good tax return and sell the car, I can come down for the weekend or a long weekend and come down and see the boys.
Yeah, fingers
crossed for you, mate.
No, it'd be good.
Because I think driving Ruby down there is a bit out of the question now. I definitely don't have the money for that, and I don't know if I trust her driving that far down to Melbourne and back.
What do you need to worry about that, mate? I'll just throw you a set of keys. I've got a car here you can borrow.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Tom.
That's absolutely fine. I'll go in the hall. Once you take the cruiser, and we'll have some fun.
Fellow cruiser owner.
Absolutely.
The one
is... What else... go, like, did you just do a little bit of day driving with the family and that's about it?
Yeah, that's it. One day was just up to the snow, build a snowman and back down, and the other day was our way home. We went from Lacola across and out in Nuji to the tool shed pub for dinner on the way out, mate.
Oh, that's a good feed there.
That's
a good feed there. I love going out to the tool shed as well too. Had a mate's party out there recently. That was actually really nice.
Here's a question for you. Whenever you guys go away camping, do you ever go to the local bakery or servo to go get a pie? A pie.
Always.
Pie. A bakery,
always.
I would, yeah.
Always.
I love supporting local business. I always stop in. If there's no bakery that I can find on the side of the road, like while I'm driving through, I'll quickly pull into a servo and go into the hot box, grab something out of there. Try and make sure I do that all the time.
Empty Esky runs, they're called, Marley. I go out a fair bit, and I'll literally do, and I'll basically take a pack of chips, maybe, and that's about it. And I'll basically buy snacks and drinks out there locally, and then just basically spend it up in the community as well, too. Empty Esky runs, they're called.
Yep.
You just bring nothing, take nothing. I mean, there's a little bit harder to find alcohol at these locations. I'll probably take sometimes my booze with me. But that's pretty much it. Yeah. There's a fair bit of that. Especially Dargo.
Yep. If there's a pub, we'll go have a feed at the pub. Have a couple of beers there. And it's the same if there's a caravan park, because the simplicity of it with the kids, it's easier to pay $15 and stay at a caravan park for the night than it is to go free camp somewhere.
Yep.
Given sometimes they can be a little bit crowded. So in the very busy times, the park's obviously doing pretty well for themselves. They're full, so we'll go elsewhere. But in the quiet times, man, you got a nice hot shower and washer and dryer and stuff like that.
Marley, are you liking the live?
Yes.
I could see the screen, like, vibrating.
No one else is liking the live, so I better do it.
All right, you stop doing it, and I'll start doing it just because my phone's on a stand. If that makes you feel better?
Yeah, right.
All I can just see is your head just wobbling. That's all right. Andy, where did you see more snow? Which side? Which trip?
The first way up the Howard High Plains.
Area.
Heading up to the bottom of Hotham. Yep.
You always see more snow on that side. There's just definitely more snow higher up.
It's like 1600 above sea level, I think. Possibly even 17.
That's about right.
Oh, it's high. Right. Yeah, there was snow. Yeah, there was snow right. Down to 1,000, so you had a fair bit.
I was at a Gordon was country it? Where I Genoan Hills where I was. We were 900 above sea level. And I thought that was a pretty hectic view. I couldn't imagine 12, 1500 meters above sea.
Oh, yeah. Imagine Marley if you took him up to the Pinnacles.
He would fucking love it, especially if we went up for the Billy Goats way as well, too. Imagine getting up Billy Goats. You get to the right to the top. It starts snowing as you're fucking going up this hardcore four-wheel drive hill. And then at the top, there's just this view of white everywhere. Nah, that would be awesome.
You're teasing me.
All you're gonna do is get down here, mate. Or you're gonna do it, get down here.
I couldn't imagine that, how bloody
that could be a very. It's bitter. Nah, but the best thing about it, you've got the windows down. On full, so you've got really nice warm feet. You just got your arm out the window and you're just looking out and you just get that really nice cold wind on your face. Just feels amazing. Just feels so good.
Yep. Now the coldest camping I've done so far would be Genoan Hills, but it was the last time we went there. It got down to, I think, -2. Funny story. So my miso likes to overpack, as most misos do. Could you agree?
Definitely.
Very much so.
And as men, we don't like to overpack, do we? So if we think it's going to be a bit chilly, we'll be right. We'll chuck another jumper on, won't we?
Yep.
Oh, my God. How wrong we were last time we went to Genoan Hills, boys.
How chilly. how chilly was it, Marley?
One of my mates brought a Kmart pop-up tent for $15. First night, me and my miso brought two blankets and a pillow. Mind you, it was summertime, or it was just coming into summer, so we didn't think it was going to be that cold. And we brought two blankets and pillows, and we were fine. It was still a bit cold, but we were fine. The first night, the boys all slept in the 80 series of one of my other mates' cars with the heater on, getting turned on and off every once in a while. And then the second night, they said, we can't keep doing that or else we're going to run out of fuel and the battery might shut down. So then the second night, we make a massive fire. I wake up the next morning, two of the boys have collapsed this Kmart tent and they're snuggled up cuddling each other, sitting underneath the fire. Oh, I've got to love
on a trip like that, what you got to do to stay warm stays between the boys. It's as simple as that.
Yes. That's it. Just make the fire bigger, mate.
It's not gay if you got socks on, that's boys.
I don't know what you're doing with socks on, mate.
Well, actually, the best way to warm up your body is always keep your feet warm because your feet are the best receptacle for your body of the temperature changes or something. So if it's really hot, you take your socks off and it tricks your body into thinking it's 4 degrees cooler. If it's too cold, you put thick socks on and it tricks your body into thinking it's 4 degrees warmer.
I just turned the heater on my feet.
Go sit in front of the fire. What about you, Tom? We haven't heard
much.
What have you been up to lately, Tom?
Mate, I have done nothing caring for the new baby. I have done all.
How's the shed going?
I've had a very... It's hopefully getting built tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
So I've got the kit. Everything's been ordered. Everything's been delivered. And I've just got the working bee starting... Hopefully tomorrow. They're supposed to start today, but no one showed up. So hopefully starting tomorrow.
Cheers.
It'll be done by the weekend. It'll be done by the weekend, and then I can officially start some shed builds as well too.
Shit, yeah. Are we getting a hoist in there, Tom?
Fortunately not. The budget ran out. Fortunately not. Yeah. Hoists are handy, but yeah, it's just an extra 10, 15 grand that I didn't have in the budget, unfortunately.
Yep. It's all right, mate.
Don't,
we all run
don't out count me out, guys. Though, because underneath the carport, there might be an opportunity to put a hoist, but I haven't concreted the carport yet. So there could be an opportunity still to put one in. It's not going to go in the shed, but it could still potentially go underneath the carport. So that could be a potential in the future.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's the one thing I'm worried about whenever I buy a house is because I know I'm going to put a shed on it. I'm definitely going to get a hoist. And after hearing Andy's idea with the tire machine, I'm getting one of those as well. And all the my house is just going to be the new hangout spot now.
Yeah, that's it, man. Your best way to get friends.
Mate, that's how you get friends.
Buy a car trailer or a hoist?
Car trailer, yep.
Yeah. And that's the first thing I got to get. I got to bloody get a car trailer. I'm sick of carting cars back and forth when I can just put on the trailer.
I'm
going to
get a tow truck.
So much simpler.
I'm going to get a tow truck. I reckon an old Effie tow truck. And club
red old death truck.
Yeah, a banana back job.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Yeah, that's not a bad gig.
Like, yep, dedicated tow truck. Because you get a car trailer most of the time. Whatever you're towing, like if you're towing an 80 series with an 80 series, you're overloaded. Yeah, if you're towing a patrol with a patrol, you're overloaded.
Let's be for real. If you're the 80 series towing a patrol.
Yeah, I've haven't come across that. I've picked up
plenty of Land Cruisers.
No, true. You don't even need the 80 series. You got the fake Land Cruiser to tow the.
I've got the Prado, baby. That's where it's at. This
is a fake Land Cruiser. He's starting fights.
I love that video. That
is this how this is going to end?
That video that I did where it was reality versus expectation with the Land Cruisers, and Andy did that video, and it was Prado
Land Cruiser badge. It was expectation was the Land Cruiser badge, and then reality Prado badge.
Loves it,
brilliant.
Loves it. Brilliant. No, I can't fault it, man. It's a fucking good car, and I don't treat it mean because I don't expect it to be really well. Don't expect it to do real well off-road. So it's probably getting close to the longest car I've had, I reckon. And has required the least amount of maintenance.
I think Ruby's the longest
car. And we've still got to have... Andy, and we've still got to have the Hilux versus Prado video that I've got planned as well, too. That's going to happen. That's going to happen.
For sure. I've got to go... in a sec, but I'll run you through this one. We were we had a big bonfire and the timber all spread out everywhere, so we had the idea we'd get a winch out and winch all the wood back together. We burnt through the cable on the winch of the Prado.
It's steel
cable, but it was in the fire for that long that it burnt through the steel cable.
I got a story for you from one of my mates from his last camping trip. They thought that they'd tow a big log that they found over to their campfire, towed it all the way there. They were blind as. They've chucked it on the campfire. So pissed they forgot that they did it and just fell asleep. Woke up the next morning. The snatch strap was on fire and it was going back towards the car slowly, slowly, slowly.
like a TNT whip.
Yeah, it was slowly. The log just got burnt and then it snapped like in half, and then slowly the fire dissipated and went down the snatch line. And then it was like, he reckons it was a good 2 meters away from his car.
Just love it.
Fuse line.
I'm going to love yous and leave yous, boys. Keep doing your awesome things, and I'll speak to you soon.
Too easy, mate. Have a good night.
Well, you can go for a little bit longer. And
take it easy, fellas.
That's it. Peace out. We can go for a little bit longer and do a little bit of an intro and outro as well, too.
Sounds good, mate. Is there anyone else watching?
There was a few people that were in and they were all jumped away. I think it's a little bit late on a Monday night for most people to jump in and be social on a live, so it's not a big deal. What was I going to say? There was another thing. So your mate that did the rollover, he drove away, you said.
Yep, so we got it up to the top of that hill. We flipped it back on its wheels, pulled it up the rest of the way of the hill, let it sit for about 40 minutes, and then, yep, cranked straight over like it was a brand new car.
Absolutely ripper. Absolutely. Like, did they have to do any, like, pre-checks on the engine, making sure the oil was in its right spot as well?
Yeah, they just checked the dipstick. They're like, yep, there's oil.
If it's got oil, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, if it leaks oil, it means it's got oil.
Yeah, if it's got oil, if it leaks it, it's got it. That's it. I love it. There was one, yeah, so basically for me, it's just, yeah, because the kid has been fucking doing everything on that. I've been away, like, I've done two little drives. It's been pretty quiet on the trips. Most of the trips that I've done on YouTube literally have been like leftover trips that I did like 2 months ago, and it's just been ages for me to edit them up. And I've been starting to do like mud runs in the cruiser as well too. Like I've got a heaps of like mud in places, just like 20 minutes up the road. That's about it. It's just been just doing that. Nice and easy. I've got to just waiting on the shed being built, and then I can do some shed build stuff. That'd be sick.
Definitely. I've come up with a new idea, Tom. Hell yeah. It's going to be, I'm calling it The Weekend Warriors. It's going to be a YouTube series that I'm putting up. And it's a good, I feel like it'd be really useful for some people that, let's just say, you probably get the idea as well. Like you want to go away for this weekend, but obviously you don't want to drive 4 hours away. You want to go somewhere that looks pretty cool. It's got some nice tracks, but it's also a good camp spot. But you've never been there before, so how do you know? Well, you check out Marley Grubby's YouTube channel, mate. That's what you do.
Hell yeah.
So I've got the Genoan trip that I've done.
So are you going to be basically doing like YouTube reviews, Wikicamps, but on YouTube and stuff like that, do you mean?
Yeah, so I'm still trying to work out the kinks with like how I want to film it, but I'm just going to be showing like my campsite area, like where I'm camping, some of the amenities at the place, like if they've got toilet, showers, stuff like that. The full driving you can expect if you want to make sure that your car's kitted out to be able to go there, or if you can do it with just a bog stock patrol or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome. Spot. Just do that in the local area.
Yep, but it's all 2 hours. At most I want to go is 2 hours away from Brisbane CBD. For those guys that just want to get out for a weekend but don't know where to go or don't want to travel 4 or 5 hours away.
Yeah, nice. Love it. Love it.
And then I'm doing another video at the moment. I'm editing it up. It's going to be stock versus modified versus stock versus modified. So I've got my mate Lindsay, who has a stock patrol, versus one of my other mates who's got a more modified 4-inch lift, 35s and twin locked. And just so showing like where you'd want to put your money, if what sort of tracks you want to be doing and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, so it's like you can spend the money, but you don't have to at the same time if there's certain cars that can still complete the track with ease.
Yeah, exactly. Like the stock patrol did almost every single track that the other boys did. I reckon with a bit better spotting, he might have gotten up that last track that I was filming, but it did bloody awesome. Still sway bars in and everything like that as well.
That's awesome.
It's pretty crazy that you don't need a fully built four-wheel drive to get you up some pretty gnarly shit. Very surprising.
No, you can do a lot with a stock vehicle. Absolutely.
As Andy says, he can get his Prado up any track that you guys can. If he's got the same wheels, he reckons he can get his Prado further than anyone else.
Yep. And I believe him as well, too. I'm dreading the fact that I'm going to have to step down my tyres on the Hilux to go up against him. Because that's what I'm going to have to do. That's a challenge. Just put it on equal playing field. Yeah. Gonna be awesome.
100%. That'll be a cool video. I reckon that'll go very well.
Yeah, I'm really, really keen to get that video going with Andy as well too. The Hilux versus Prado. That'll be awesome.
Definitely, mate.
And when you're down here, we can do a Hilux versus Land Cruiser video, 80 series Land Cruiser video. We can have some fun.
Yeah, 100%. stock versus modified. Loves it.
Fingers crossed.
All right, mate.
Fingers crossed. We'll start winding up.
All right, guys. Thank you guys very much for watching. This has been the Off-Road On Air podcast with myself, Marley, Thomas, and Andy, who left just before.
Hanging out on TikTok.
Yep. You can follow me on all my social medias of Marley Grubby on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. And, yeah, hit me up if you guys have any good video ideas that you want to see. And, sweet as. How about yourself, Tom?
I'll do Andy's as well, too, because he didn't do them. So, Andy Burns at All Access Off-Road is All Access Off-Road on everything on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, and TikTok. And me, myself, Thomas John Freeman, you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook. But I love being on TikTok and YouTube. They're my two favorites, honestly. They are my favorites. Making short videos, making long videos. Just like you, Marley. Just like you.
Yep. Just a little bit longer format, just to go a bit more in depth in the video. People love it. I love making them. As long as people are watching them, I'll keep making them.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much, Marley. We'll see you in the next one.
Sweet as. See you, Tom. Have a good night, mate.
Peace, mate. You too. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.